Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the leader of the Dementoids, Rich Stamboli.
I'm the original Champagne Poppy.
Are you the Champagne Poppy?
I'm the Champagne Poppy.
I like that one. What's going on, man?
not much, man. How about you?
It's been a eventful week.
You look very tan today.
I'm very tan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I've been doing,
just
baby.
Just going outside and getting that sun.
I'm putting on like my wrestling trunks.
Yeah.
And I just oil up.
Yeah.
Just oiling up, just laying out there.
You got that good olive skin.
Yeah, Mediterranean skin kicks in.
It's going to look amazing in Vegas.
Oh, my tan is going to look awesome in Vegas.
Yeah.
Your lobster skin.
Oh, I'm going
to send me. So, Rich sent me. We're going to Vegas, by the way. We're going to be live from the Sapphire Pool in Las Vegas, the Sapphire Day Club. Maybe they're a little T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
A little bit.
At that pool.
Me too.
We're going to be doing shows there. We're going to have a... It's going to be a fun thing. It's very early. We just, you know, obviously on Saturday they announced it, so I confirmed everything. So we'll be live from the Sapphire Pool, the day pool in Las Vegas on the Friday before SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. So Friday we'll be there. Saturday we'll be at the event at SummerSlam. And I believe Saturday night we'll do like a little after thing at the club.
I'd be very happy with
Sapphire.
That. But I'm going to be the reddest person on the planet.
Okay, so I told him, I'm like, listen, we're doing the show by the pool. And you told me you're going to do a Dr. Zoidberg. I knew exactly what you meant. And then you posted the gif of him coming out of his skin. Fucking perfect. Perfect.
I get so red. You have the blessing of the olive skin tone. My wife has it. Mm-hmm. My dad has it. My dad gets like super dark when he's tan. Not me, buddy.
Turn pink.
I turn so pink, and then it goes away. No tan. No tan. I can't retain a tan.
Never. You know what? Can I, like, spray tan you?
I'd be cool
can
with
we
that.
Do that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like I have stuff upstairs.
Let's do it in Vegas. Yeah, I want to look like a monster.
Okay, perfect. So we'll be in Vegas for SummerSlam. We're also going to be at All Out in Chicago doing stuff with the F4W Wrestling Observer guys. There's going to be a panel. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff. But we'll have information on that closer to that. Where do you want to start, Rich? Because there's a lot of stuff a lot of people want me to break down and explain.
Well, since you broke the news about SummerSlam being officially announced on Saturday, August 21st, people didn't
I was told I'm nuts.
Believe you.
Can I tell you, like, there's a lot of accusations. Like, sometimes people are like, I don't believe you. Who's your source? Right? And it's like, okay, you know what? I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Sure,
like,
sure.
It could be anything. And then other times people like, somebody's hounding me on Twitter. He's like, hey, Vince Russo's guys had this months before you. I'm like, all right, do whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm just reporting what I hear.
Yeah.
So you get those. And then you get the guys that are like, you're so effing full of crap.
Oh,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. Yeah. You're stupid to think it's a Saturday. I'm like, dude, why would I lie about it being on a Saturday?
It's ridiculous.
It's such an absurd risk of a lie.
I'm gonna pat you on the back a little bit.
Okay, clearly. Thank you.
You know you've been scooping. You've been scooping and duping a lot lately. I think it's hysterical where you see like a comment on something or you're attributed to.
Yeah.
And then immediately people are like, this guy's so full of it. Where's he getting this information? It's so weird. It's very bizarre. But, you know, SummerSlam's going to be in Vegas.
Very excited.
At the Allegiant Stadium. Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why that venue at that time? It is the same night as the Pacquiao fight.
That's a great question, actually. So I have some details on that. By the way, Super Chat's coming in. Watch with what are those? Turkish liras?
I think those are liras.
Italian liras.
I think they're drachmas.
They're drachmas. Thank you. $2 there. Matt with $5. What we're going to do, MG Geek and Jonathan, working the questions. Take the Super Chat questions, put them on the side for me, and we will hit those as quickly as possible. We'll do those first.
Yeah,
how about
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. Yes.
We want to get to everything, and I deeply appreciate it. I want to get through this news with this. So let me open the story up.
As a refresher, so yeah. What we were just talking about is why there, why then, why the same night as the Pacquiao fight, or does that even register with WWE?
So I'm going to, once again, I got to be careful with this,
yes,
right? Because
okay.
I don't want to say anything that could be taken out of context. Mm-hmm. We'll backtrack this because we've been talking about, obviously, Vegas for well over a month now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like May 5th or 6th. I think we spoke about it. They want to do a big outdoor stadium for SummerSlam. I think this should be moving forward. I think, you know, not that I know that this will be, but I think this is a great opportunity for them to see if they could sell out these stadiums, 60,000 people for summer. Listen, man, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Looking at venues that have little restriction, right? States with less restriction.
Right.
You kind of narrow down your pool. Absolutely. Either you're going like somewhere in the Midwest, or you're going to Florida or Vegas or Arizona. Florida, Vegas, Arizona, Texas, right? Those are really your options at the time of planning. I'm saying now everything is opening. Like a month from now, there's going to be a plethora of buildings. But at the time of planning, and you need to plan these things months in advance, they didn't really have a lot of availability. The guys in Vegas really wanted this event.
Yeah.
I could tell you that. I know Nick was a big part of this. He wanted, you know, he's big on the whole Cardi B thing, being the host. He's big on making it a spectacle, which I agree with. I think he's right on that. And I got to tell you, so I have my theories about this story. I don't know how much of it is true. These are my theories. This is my theory, okay? And I'm going to lay it out here. I know internally there was a lot of conversations about Vegas. And at one point, it was possible that they said, we won't do Vegas.
Okay.
Right? After they had already said they were going to do this. It's possible. Do I think it was a serious, in-depth, we're changing venues conversation? I don't believe it got to that point.
Okay.
But not that I know of, but from all the indicators and everything that was said to me, I truly believe it was always going to be Vegas. WWE is a PR machine, they didn't want this spoiled, and they put out that story, two Fridays ago, that there's six venues to pick from. I have to tell you, I mean, I got a really good friend at MetLife, and this guy's response to me about how he's going to crap his pants if that was true, because that would mean that nobody is telling him anything anymore at the company.
Yeah.
He was shocked if that was the case.
Yeah.
They also have a Lady Gaga concert and Summer Jam.
Summer Jam. Do you think there's a crossover between Lady Gaga fans and...
Tremendous. And, Enchante fans? And 100%. WWE. Yeah. Cher, Enchante, Celine Dion, Elton John, and WWE. All crossover. You know what I think there is? I think everything is now pop culture. WWE is more mainstream. Yeah. There should be. So I knew that wasn't happening. I knew that Houston would happen. LA, definitely not.
A lot of red herrings in that.
A lot of red herrings in that post. And I'm like... And I spoke to a couple of guys, and I'm like, I don't believe this story. I don't believe this story at all. And listen, I still don't believe the story. So it's Vegas. They're going big. I could tell you that. That's the goal. A lot of speculation on Brock Lesnar. Somebody put out, and I genuinely feel it wasn't malicious. I think it was just I told the story in my vernacular.
Yes, right.
And then somebody interpreted
your love
what
language.
I said. My love language is sending you TikToks. That's my love language.
Yes.
I think from what I said to somebody's post to another person's post, it turned into that I was reporting that WWE is interested in Brock Lesnar for SummerSlam and that Brock will be there.
Right. They've got very twisted.
It got very twisted. And listen, it happens. I could tell you, I do not believe Brock is happening. If it does, I would be surprised. With that said, I will say WWE had a list of names they wanted for the show. Mega names.
Yeah.
Right? Brock was one of those. I don't know if Brock was a contractual thing where they didn't feel that the money was right to bring him back now, opposed, you know, compared to bringing him back when, like, I don't know, Survivor Series is happening and you're getting closer to Royal Rumble.
Business
and
needs to be booming and all that stuff.
So, because he's a touring attraction, obviously, and especially now. I think his stock has gone up as far as name recognition for people to go and see, because WWE is going to need all of these guys for all these shows.
Oh, absolutely. I think going forward, you're going to, you know, it's unfortunate that they fired so many people, but in a weird way, it may be to plan for the future and to get these guys lined up for all their events, right? Now, there's kind of like a MG Geek, thank you very much for the notes today. There's kind of like a twofold question here, Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay. WWE.
We're still on SummerSlam.
We're still on SummerSlam. Okay. WWE is clearly, they clearly want to make this event WrestleMania
ish.
It's got fans. Yeah. It's got a venue. They're planning a giant main event. They're the people that we know that are going to be there as far as wrestlers go. It seems like they're kind of pulling out all the stops. right?
Yeah.
That on paper sounds very good, right? But is it enough to, quote unquote, bring fans back with how terrible WWE has been as of late? Or is this another, is this going to be a jumpstart to getting eyes back on the product again?
It's definitely a jumpstart to get the knee, the eyes on the pad. Listen, that's why John Cena is on this card. Okay.
Right.
You know, you got to talk about one of the most remarkable pro wrestling in modern pro wrestling career runs, right? Mm-hmm. Is this version of Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah.
In a middle of a pandemic with no live audience, this guy has been able to really captivate a large portion of the pro wrestling audience. Mm-hmm. That's all on him, man. That's on him and his ability as a performer, as an, you know, and the writing has been great for him. It just shows you when WWE wants something done right, they will do it. I feel the same about SummerSlam. I think WWE wants the show to be done right. Mm-hmm. Again, on the Brock Lesnar thing, I'm going to say I do not think he's on this card. If he is, it would have been that something changed from the early plannings. I welcome him on this card.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's a negative. I would love to see him in Lashley because that's the rumor going around.
That would be cool.
But I don't think that's happening. I don't believe that's happening unless some, you know, obviously we're in June. We're talking late August. Everything could change. Anything could happen. But as far as I know, as of today, he's not set for that show.
Can I fantasy book Brock Lesnar returning?
I thought you were going to say fantasize about Brock
Lesnar.
Can
I fantasize about Brock Lesnar for a second?
Yeah.
That sword tattoo. I would, if since you mentioned Bobby Lashley, ideally, you know what match I would love to have?
What?
Bobby Lashley is in a gauntlet match, right?
Yeah.
He's killing everybody.
Okay.
Number five, Brock Lesnar.
And then what does he do? He just disintegrates?
He murders Bobby Lashley. I feel like that's, you know, if you want to keep Bobby Lashley strong and have that Brock Lesnar thing, because you know when Brock Lesnar shows up, he's taking a belt.
He's taking something, yeah. Right.
Tag team championship. He's bringing back the European Championship.
I mean, there's a lot of rumors he's in Money in the Bank. I haven't heard any of that.
I don't want to see that guy on a ladder.
I don't want to see him climb a ladder ever.
No big guys on a ladder.
So there was, I will also, about SummerSlam, and then we'll move on. There was some turmoil happening with this thing. It really became like a mad scramble.
Mm.
I don't know why it turned into that, but it became very chaotic. And that was the exact word that was used when describing the situation around announcing.
Okay.
So I'm sure there'll be more details in the coming days. So we'll touch on that.
That's your cue. Oh, sorry about that. We're moving on to the next one.
Yeah, sure.
Because sometimes when I move on to the next one,
I come back.
You come back.
Like I just did twice.
Yeah. So I'm gonna move on to the next one. It looks like NXT is restarting their Florida loop in July.
Yeah, that's
their
cool
little touring circle, which I think that's really cool. I think it's better for the younger talent on that roster too, because they have to do the grunt work.
Well, some of these guys have never been in front of anybody, right?
That is true, yeah.
Like this new crop of NXT, by the way, Cameron Grimes is on our screen right now. A $1 million belt, we'll talk about that. But yeah, what do you think? You think it's time, right? It's Florida.
Yeah, it's time. I like those stories of that initial crop of NXT guys where like Enzo was like putting up flyers locally.
Is that wild?
Yeah, and they're putting up the ring, they're transporting the ring, they're driving the ring trucks. I think that's good for these guys.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's good for anybody if you want to break into the wrestling business, but particularly I think this will bring much needed life back to NXT. A lot of these guys have been performing in front of no audience for a year and a half.
And by the way, they're going to have to adjust when the fans come, because you could even tell at WrestleMania. WrestleMania is WrestleMania, so people were a little nervous, obviously, but you could even say that the way that they were working wasn't necessarily for the live crowd, you know, because they haven't worked for anybody other than an audience. Matt, with another $5, we got another super chat question for him. So we're piling these on for in a little bit. We're going to do our best to answer all of them.
Thank you very much, Matt J. Hendricks.
I think it's cool. I think it's time for them.
Yeah. And apparently they're easing up on the virus policy.
I think everybody is
no longer need to get tested. Apparently,
I was at the Belmont Stakes.
Beautiful day,
beautiful day,
hot day
on Saturday.
Oh my god,
hot day! You saw, what did you think of that suit?
I love the suit. That's also your boss. Can I say that your boss's horse?
Yeah,
your boss's horse was the horse I picked to win among my
Rock
family.
Your world.
Yeah, among my family.
Yeah,
and he
did great. You know, he did phenomenal up to the first mile, because the horses never run more than a mile and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So he really gassed out. But it was an unbelievable event. Yeah. Awesome. It was an awesome time. We were like in the owner's section. It was really cool. People thought I was there to sabotage WWE's announcement in some way.
You were going to have a big sign.
Big sign.
This unfolded giant sign at Belmont. Belmont, for guys, if you're into the ponies, Belmont's about 15 minutes from us.
I was yelled at by protesters and told I had blood on my hands.
Oh, because you like the ponies?
No, because I cut my leg and I had blood on my hands. Oh. Yeah.
Well, it was a beautiful day. It was a good race too.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of, it's like an interesting, I guess, interpersonal wrestler news this week where Tommy End was on, formerly Aleister Black. He was on Renee Young's podcast, right?
Yeah.
Very good interview.
Interesting guy.
A very interesting guy. I feel like the audience is split 50-50 until where he'll end up. You know, I got buddies texting me like, yo, he's definitely going back to WWE. I got other buddies texting me like, no, he's going to be in the G1. Where do you think Tommy End goes after his 90 days is up?
So it's funny because I last week we were talking about the releases. I don't know if we spoke about it on the air or we spoke about it. But, you know, normally... Some like Braun Strowman, right? And even Roman came out. I don't know if you heard Roman's thing about it, where he said, you know, we got big ass contracts. We got big bloated contracts. And it's not a shoo-in that it's not a guaranteed contract.
Right.
It's not guaranteed that you're going to get this for the life of the contract. You got to step it up. Mm-hmm. And you got to constantly be performing at that best level when you're getting paid like that. I don't think it was a knock at Braun, but I do think he was being honest about, listen, just because you're getting, you know, a million plus, I'm not saying that's what he was, but let's say he was, you can't just be like, well, now I've made it.
Right.
You got to still work your ass off like you're hungry for something still. I'm not saying that was the case with these guys. I don't know if that was exactly the case with Braun, but for a guy like Aleister Black, it's very possible this is a contract negotiation thing where they got rid of all these guys and they're going to cut them at a reduced cost, because now it's being reported that part of the layoffs and the firings do have to do with the fact that they are touring.
Right.
And there's going to be an unbelievable burden of expense.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. At the end of the day, these guys, you know, it sucks when somebody gets fired, but you really want to root for these guys for them to be okay.
Of course. And right? And by the way, Tommy End is a star.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen him a bunch of times on the independents. The guy is unbelievable. He's a really good talker, great character. He's believable. A guy like him should not be let go from WWE, but you know what, if he is let go and he's not going back, I think whoever gets him, very lucky.
Oh, forget it, because you know he has such a handle on the production side of things at this point, where wherever he goes he can talk to a production team and they'll actually do what he says or take his suggestions seriously, you know, as opposed to like one thing he kind of mentioned on that interview was how you're kind of handcuffed in as far as like your speech goes, as far as your promos go
to the writers.
You're kind of handcuffed to like what the office approves as far as like appeasing their sponsors go. And from that interview, it just seemed like he had so much in the tank as far as like ideas and promos and how he wanted directions to go. Yeah. Where I'd be a little bit disappointed if he went back to WWE, because it would seem like they're. Do you think they'd push him to the top?
No, I think they would push him. I don't know. I don't know where they. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's tainted. Coming to the main roster really tainted him.
Okay.
Not because of anything that he did. Obviously, it has everything to do with the way that he was booked and positioned. Mm-hmm. Because this guy was a big star.
Yeah.
Big star in NXT and in pro wrestling, and he goes to the main roster, and guess what? Just fizzles.
Mm-hmm. The other side of that is apparently Braun Strowman has been asking for 5 figures for appearances.
Pretty normal.
Yeah. About 10 grand.
I expected that.
Are you going to pay Braun Strowman 10 grand?
No, I wouldn't pay Braun Strowman 10 grand. I would pay him 5 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd pay him 5 grand.
Yeah. Hang out for a couple hours?
Hang out for a couple hours, I'd pay him 5 grand.
Would you pay him 5 grand?
We're just talking about hanging out. Like, I just want to pay him.
Just hanging out. Yeah. Would we be part of the dummy squad?
Oh, yeah, big time.
The dummy squad reborn?
Yeah. We can tell him all about the dummy squad.
You also had, apparently this week, AOP reportedly retired, and then an hour later, they were like, we're not retired.
I heard that. I saw that Fightful reported it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they got bad information or it was, I got to read the story. I didn't read what they wrote, but AOP is not retired, apparently. Mm-hmm. Maybe they took some time off, and that's what, you know, kind of the that was a message there.
Yeah.
Listen, interesting tag team, but what the hell happened? They went to the main roster and nothing.
Well, I think, again, not to poo-poo on these guys, but I think I predicted what was going to happen. They look like monsters in NXT because they're wrestling Gargano and Ciampa.
Yeah.
When they move to the main roster, they're not as big as these dudes.
No. And that's a big problem when you're when you're booked as a monster. Viking Raiders too, but the Viking Raiders are so athletic.
Right, right, right.
Where they get away with it.
But it's okay for them, but AOP was booked as like these lumbering behemoths, right? Yeah. And then when they came out with Seth, you see like Seth is like a clear head taller than them, you know?
Isn't that scary? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's nuts. And Seth's a big dude, but it's also kind of like it takes a little bit away from, you know, that perception when you see these guys. And somebody probably saw it in the back and was like, you know what? No thanks.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Leo Rush apparently retired via Instagram yesterday.
He has a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. He was doing some therapy and treatment for it, so he retired again. I don't know. I believe this is his second retirement. He's a young guy.
Right. I think it is his second retirement.
Yeah, he's a young and he's very talented. I don't know what's going on, you know, but whatever it is, it is. I don't know.
It sucks that he's got to fulfill some New Japan dates. But, you know, he made that debut for All Elite and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, you got to do what you got to do. Moving on, Mickie James apparently will produce an all-women's pay-per-view for NWA on Saturday, August 28th.
Yeah, very interesting. So, Mickie James, as far as I knew, was under a 90-day. But I guess, would her 90-day be over by August 28th? I don't believe so.
Well, she showed up on a promo with Billy Corgan.
Yeah, so I'm curious if they're like, listen, you could go work in NWA, but you can't go to AEW or something.
Well, that might be the case because NWA doesn't have TV. They have YouTube, right? They got YouTube. Yeah.
They got the YouTube. Yeah, listen, after getting her luggage sent the way that it was, you know, I think they were like, all right, whatever, do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. You know, and plus she gets to be with her husband and all that stuff. And she's got a lot left to give.
Of course, she's been in the business for so long, and she was really, I mean, kickstarting like women's wrestling, you know, again.
You think they should put the belt on her at some point?
Poppy. I think Poppy should get the belt.
Yeah. How do you feel about Poppy?
She gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
Hunter's interaction with her is always very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Because you could see that he's in, like, fascinated by her. Not like, I'm not
he
saying...
He just wants to do this constantly.
Yeah. You could tell that, like, he's, like, intrigued by her.
Uh-huh.
But he's also, like, maybe he doesn't get a little bit of it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think also because, like, she had this whole YouTube career before the singing thing.
Well, she played like a weirdo.
Yeah, where she was like an android, right? And I kind of feel like nobody in the back knows that. And this was an interesting segment with Poppy and Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, this was interesting. We're watching it, by the way, while this happened. July 14th is Mickie James's date.
Oh, very close to my birthday.
Yeah. Very much appreciate the help in the chat.
What do you think about CM Punk calling Roman Reigns the best wrestler in WWE?
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right, 100%. Mm-hmm. CM Punk is fascinating to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, he doesn't want to be a part of wrestling, but he really, you know, kind of still does, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, how do you, it's something that you've loved as a child. How do you let it go? You know, that guy's definitely hurt by everything that happened.
Yeah. Well, he also said that the two biggest things that WWE did for him were pay him a lot of money and helping him meet his wife.
Listen, I think that's amazing, right?
Well, the other amazing thing about that is that's happened to so many guys who work there. Mox, Cody, Aleister Black.
Daniel Bryan. John Cena. CM Punk. No, kind of. Not really. Yeah, a lot of them. Shin in our chat room, $20. Baron Corbin versus Wardlow for WrestleMania 40.
Book it.
Main event. Book it.
I'm down with that. Imagine if they do Baron Corbin Wardlow and then Baron Corbin Wardlow on AEW.
Yeah,
and then
both of them.
And then somehow Baron Corbin Wardlow on NWA.
G1.
Yeah.
The longest running G1 match, Wardlow versus Baron Corbin.
G1 main event, 7-star match.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin versus Wardlow. Shin, thank you very much.
Pat McAfee calls out Adam Cole on his show, and I believe they ended it off with Pat goes, I'm on Friday nights. Meet me. Maybe this is a way to bring him up.
I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that.
That would be a good intro feud, right? Instead of having Adam Cole wrestle Dolph Ziggler for like 2 months.
I think that's a great intro feud. And then you could turn it into whoever like who's his goon is that's going to attack him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You could turn it into that. SmackDown ratings, 1.883 million viewers. Roman Reigns beat up the Mysterios. That was the lead story here. That's leading into a Rey versus Roman at Hell in a Cell. You know what? I'm cool with this match.
Yeah, dude. I'm apparently working with Rey is like the easiest day at the office.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited about this. I kind of want to see Roman beat them both up again.
Oh, you want to see Roman just dismantle both of them?
I want to see Roman throw Dominic off the top of the cage.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
The Foley bump. I want to see the Foley
bump. Oh, Dad!
He has to yell out, Dad.
Dad! And then as he's plunging sploosh. Like this. I want a big over the head shot. Just him like, like one of those.
You want to do the Raw rating?
Yeah, let's do Raw. We're going to everything else.
The Raw rating, 1.6 million
people.
All right,
1.6 million people for Raw. Viking Raiders win number one. Contender to the tag team battle royals. Lashley versus McIntyre was made inside Hell in a Cell, so that's happening again. This has to be the end of this.
You would hope so, right?
I like the both of them, but it's like it's gone on for too long since February.
You know what's really funny, and I think you agree. You're gonna agree with me. All right, you love Bobby Lashley.
Yeah,
you love Drew McIntyre. Yeah. I love Bobby Lashley. I love Drew McIntyre. For some reason, when you put these guys together, just does not do it for me.
And by the way, it's not bad matches.
No.
It just doesn't do it for me.
There's I feel like they have some kind of like negative charm when they get together. We're like,
yeah, yes, possible.
They look that the matches are great and they're great separated. But for some reason, I can't get into both of them.
What do you think of the...
The Babes, the Babes.
The Babes, yeah, I know you like the Babes. He did come out with the Babes.
Yeah.
He did come out with the Babes. What do you think of Randy Orton and Matt Riddle?
I
420, bro, you know, like, it's such a stupid game.
I have mixed feelings about it because on one hand, I'm like, oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's dopey and fun. But on the other hand, I'm kind of like, Randy Orton just came out of like a really, really intense storyline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, with like setting people on fire and like boogeymen.
And then this is the follow up is him hanging out with like your stoner pal from high school.
Freaking hysterical. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I just want Matt Riddle and RVD to be a tag team in some form or fashion.
In some way, I just want one match. That's it. That's all we got to do. 420 bros. That's it.
And they frog splash into each other.
And they turn into one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that one guy, though? Dynamite Kid.
Yeah, fine. All right. Main event segment was Shayna, this bizarre Shayna Baszler running away from Alexa Bliss and the Doll. Okay?
Yeah.
This was your main event segment where Shayna Baszler is hiding and she's spooked.
Very scared by the doll.
And they did the WCW Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior mirror thing where it's in the mirror, but it's not in the room,
very
you know?
Bizarre, yeah.
I don't know, man. Poor Shayna Baszler.
Super, super bizarre. Is she going to wrestle the doll? Like Kenny Omega style?
She's going to, yeah. Yeah, she's going to wrestle the doll. That's what she's going to do. So I don't know. NXT rating 669. Oni Lorcan defeated Austin Theory. Very good match, that opening match. Doc Hendricks came back, did an old school preview for In Your House. I do like, I got to tell you, I really am enjoying the nostalgia run that NXT's doing. And they've kind of adapted the AEW concept where you have the older guys come in and their one job is to put over the younger talent. And we're seeing that happen. Right now, we got the $1 million belt segment, which, you know what? We were right on the date with that one, huh?
Oh, 100%, dude.
Call the date and everything on that. So we're, you know, between Ted DiBiase being there, you know, Doc Hendricks showing up, you obviously got Hunter always roaming around, but you have Regal, you have a lot of these older names, recognizable names that are going to help. And I think this is great. I think having Ted DiBiase on the show, I find it interesting. Is it doing anything for viewership? I don't know, but it keeps me intrigued.
This whole thing I'm really coming around to. And LA Knight's vignettes and promos have been stellar. I mean, like, the dude...
Yeah, he's good. He's very good on the mic.
He's always been good on the mic, but I think with that little bit of WWE polish, like, when they nudge you in the right direction, it works a million times better.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we were talking about before, it worked with Aleister Black. Those little tweaks...
It works.
Little production value works. LA Knight works. I'm still not 100% sold on the name, but whatever.
LA Knight is a ridiculous name. Why couldn't he be Eli Drake? Why couldn't he be Eli
Why Drake? Couldn't he be Eli Knight?
Eli Knight. Eli Knight. So Doc Hendricks was there. What else do we have on this?
We had, so there was like a really cool, interesting moment. I was tweeting the other night about how I think Santos Escobar is like my favorite part of NXT.
Oh yeah. He's
you great. Know, with a little bit more polish, that dude's going to be like a huge, huge star. So you're going to get Legado del Fantasma versus MSK and Bronson Reed for all their titles.
Every title's on the line.
Every title's on the line and a six-man tag.
Look at that belt, man.
It's a beautiful belt. You think that's the original?
Yeah, it has to be. Vince sleeps with that at night.
I'm a million-dollar champion. What was the rumored amount that they paid for that belt? Like 120 grand?
I think it was like 120 grand was like the rumored amount. Yeah. I don't know what the actual number is.
I'm looking forward to that six-man. Because we got TakeOver this Sunday and we're going to be doing a watch-along, right?
I believe so.
And you had Swerve Scott beating Killian Dane, also
on the show.
They got to do something with Killian Dane. I'm not shaming the guy or anything. I think he's great, but I think the jeans and cutoff shirt can only go so far in WWE.
Yes,
you know, and like I think he needs like a bit of an update.
So NXT TakeOver in your house this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We will be live for it. We'll run through this really quickly, and because we will run out of time with the Q&A, because we have a bunch of questions here for you guys.
Yes, yes.
Karrion Kross versus Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne versus Johnny Gargano in a five-way for the NXT Championship. I think Kross retains. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yes. I can't see that belt going to anybody else. I do think there might be a surprise, though.
Yeah. Raquel, ooh, I got a... interesting NXT story.
Oh yeah,
this will not be the final takeover of the summer, possibly.
Really?
Yes. Just gonna leave it there. I don't have anything more to add to that because I have to confirm this with like 18 people, but I'm hearing something.
Okay. All right.
Karrion Kross. I listen. I could be wrong. I'm just hearing something.
Okay.
I've heard it from multiple places.
Sure thing.
Karrion Kross, I'm going to go with Kross. You got Raquel Gonzalez versus Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Championship. I think Raquel needs to retain this.
Yeah, she needs to retain. She's a young champ. There's that age-old argument of does the champ make the belt or does the belt make the champ?
Yeah. Bronson Reed and MSK, Wesley and Nash Carter versus Santos Escobar, Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza for the NXT North American Championship and the Tag Team Championship. All titles on the line. Cameron Grimes and LA Knight in a $1 million championship match for the $1 million title in a ladder match. Zia Lee and Mercedes Martinez also. So those are the matches. By the way, this is going to be a quick show.
Yes.
So it starts at 8 o'clock. They moved the 7 o'clock start time. So now it's 8 o'clock. And here's a little tidbit. Expect all WWE pay-per-views to be a little shorter now. They no longer have these... and I think Dave brought this up and he discussed it with Brian, where before with the WWE Network, you know, they were reporting everything to the stock investors.
Mm-hmm.
And during these calls, you know, watched hours is a huge deal. Watched hours. Oh, we had, you know, we have 1.2 million subscribers, but the average watch time for this was, you know, 6.5 hours or 4.5 hours or whatever it is, right? They're all about watch hours. Now they don't care. It doesn't matter anymore. They're on Peacock. All the investors care about is that money coming in from Peacock. So, and Peacock really is not putting pressure on watch hours. They're not, they don't have that mindset. So I would expect moving forward, all these pay-per-views to be brought down a little bit in time.
Okay.
Thank God. Thank God. And listen, we're going to see what NXT this weekend. We're going to see with SummerSlam because they have a hard out before that Pacquiao fight starts.
Yeah.
So,
which is funny to me.
Well, I think they want to make it. You know why? I think they know that there's like 20,000 people or 15,000 people extra in Vegas for that. And they want to be able to kind of capitalize on that and sell some tickets through that.
I think that's very interesting because like How many times have you been disappointed by every single boxing pay-per-view you've ever paid for?
I think, you know, my grandmother ordered the Holyfield ear bite.
Okay.
Tyson fight, and she was so disappointed at the fight, but I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Well, so it was a spectacle.
It was a spectacle. So, but most boxing fights, you know, MMA too, you know, I've ordered pay-per-views and it's been like a 1 minute main event.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks when that happens, but it is what it is. Yeah. So the papers are going to be shorter moving forward. There was also another story here that I want to touch on with the tickets that are going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying that the ticket availability for the stadium is not all the tickets. Okay. They're holding back tickets. So part of that has to do with holding back and then releasing. The other one, remember, you're in Vegas, so you got to comp these tickets to the hotels. These arenas have deals with their high spenders and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these tickets are going to be allocated to comp tickets for the Las Vegas market. Much like any other event in Las Vegas goes.
Okay.
So don't be, you know, don't look at the ticket sales and think, oh, well, they're only going to sell, you know, they're keeping back 10,000 tickets or whatever it may be. I don't know. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that Vegas, you got these handshake agreements with the hotels, mm-hmm, to bring their high spending people to your event.
It's like concierge style.
Yeah.
It is like concierge service on like a bigger scale.
Yeah.
You know,
the whole state. The whole city.
The entire city of Las Vegas. We're sleeping poolside, by the way, when we go there.
Oh, right? Yeah, the whole time. The whole time. We're just sleeping poolside.
Just out in the sun. Out in the sun for 3 days.
We're just going to cook.
We need to get a drone.
I have a drone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
You want to drone the show?
I want to drone the show.
No, the club has a drone.
You want to chat about Dynamite?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dynamite rating down again because of being on Friday night for 2 weeks in a row. 462,000.
Yes, but this is not including DVR numbers.
Okay.
So with the DVR numbers, there were around 800 and something thousand.
Interesting.
So it's not as terrible as you would imagine. Still not great, but it is down. It is it is down for Friday. I don't know. I think this Friday slot is going to be difficult, and even when they go back to Thursdays, or Wednesdays, I should say, mm-hmm, they're still going to have an uphill climb because you just now conditioned your audience for a couple of weeks not to tune in.
Right. And it's going to be that backwards effect of like, oh, it's not on Friday anymore.
Yeah.
This was a good show. It was a solid show. I think obviously the highlight of the show, Vicky Guerrero introducing Andrade El Idolo.
How do you feel about Vicky being paired with him?
I'm fine with that.
I hope it's not like a long-term thing.
No. I don't think so. I'm fine with it. And I think in many ways he needs her because of her knowledge of the business.
I don't know. I get the pairing. I do. I understand it. I hope it's not that cougar gimmick again.
Yeah.
It made me very uncomfortable when Edge was like trying to bang her and then Dolph was banging her.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if it was like a total rib on her or like Vince trying to be kind.
I don't know.
I thought it just made me so uncomfortable with the whole thing. Cause you know, that's Eddie's wife,
mm-hmm,
you know, like that makes it even more uncomfortable. It was just bizarre. It was just a whole bizarre, like, I don't know, man. I think Andrade being there is a great, great hand to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how he does and how it meshes.
I think he's unlike WWE as I'm not talking about his NXT run. I'm talking about his main roster run, right?
Yeah.
Unlike WWE, his work will speak volumes wherever he goes now.
Yeah.
As opposed to him literally them trying to force him to speak volumes with promos that kind of went nowhere.
I get it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, his work rate is going to be the defining thing for him going forward.
Well, Thea has to come in.
I hope so, man. That would be cool.
I mean, your Hispanic aunt?
My Thea.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun, but
yeah, Zelina coming back and pairing together with him would be awesome. But I don't know. Maybe if Aleister Black comes in, you could have some sort of feud between the two. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I honestly kind of want to see her and Aleister Black show up together,
and then she turns on Aleister Black and goes with
Andrade.
Big reunion hug.
I like it.
Oh man, I would love it.
I'm with it. That pot me.
Yeah.
Well, because you're going to get crazy matches out of this guy, right?
Oh, you're going to get so many. Him and Pac, him and Omega.
Phoenix. The entire roster.
The whole roster. I mean, everybody. Everybody on the roster. I want to see Hobbs and him. That's what I want to see.
I want to see Hobbs versus everybody, man. That guy's money. Yeah.
So I don't want to run down this entire card. That was the big event there. Inner Circle Celebration. Jungle Boy and Christian Cage defeat a Private Party. I thought that was really cool. Yeah. Jungle Boy's really over. Britt Baker Celebration, and we'll just you know, and then there was a bull rope match where That's Dustin fun. Beat Nick Camarada.
That's great.
Tomorrow night on Dynamite, you got the TNT Championship, Miro versus Evil Uno. I kind of want to see that. Young Bucks and Brandon Cutler versus Pac, Penta, and Eddie Kingston. That should be an interesting match. Hangman Page and Preston. Who is it? Preston 10 Vance?
Preston Vance, he's 10. From the Dark Order.
Why did he do it like... Oh, he's number 10. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you put it in quotes in the middle.
Did Mr. Gonzo just break your brain with the way he formatted these notes?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Who's Preston 10 Vance?
MG, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble,
you're
dude.
You're in trouble.
Versus Team Taz is Brian Cage and Hobbs. So you see maybe there's going to be some strain between them this week. In 3 weeks, it's going to be a huge Saturday show, June 26th. You got the AEW Championship between Kenny Omega and Jungle Boy. New Japan news.
Hey, man.
Wow. You were right.
Called it.
You called it. I did not expect this. Shingo Takagi defeated Kazuchika Okada to win the title in 36 minutes. What a good match.
Good match. Okada don't need that belt again. Not yet, at least. You know?
Okay. Did you see Okada's thing? Did you see Okada's thing about how...
His Okada promo? About how he's so great?
He's like, this title sucks.
Yeah.
There's no lineage with this title.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right.
But I think we're going to get some flippy-floppy title switching with this belt this coming year, you know, just to add more lineage to it. I feel like this new version of that IWGP belt mirrors the Universal title in a weird way.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'm not crazy about the shape of this title. I do think that the IC title was really well protected in that company.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have my own reservations about this, but I thought it was a great match, and I think it was a great showing for Shingo. Is Shingo a transition champion? I don't know. I don't know what the deal with this is.
I think he's the second of this new generation of champions where this belt is helping push guys like Will Ospreay, Shingo, and I think the next person to get it is going to be Kota Ibushi again, and then you're kind of going to go, you're going to have that last run for Tanahashi at some point. I wouldn't mind seeing Ishii with the title for like a little bit.
Ishii's been around for a long time too. Yeah. As long as it's not Yoshihashi.
You don't want Yoshihashi with the title?
No.
Or
this fool. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, Toriano?
Fool.
That would be an upset.
So I thought that was a big deal. By the way, Kota Ibushi, Jeff Cobbs. What a great Okan. Good match.
Great match.
Yeah, everything was good. This was a really good show.
Everything was good.
Guys, Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat. Hit that super chat button. Get your questions on the show. We will do our best to answer them. Am I missing anything? Oh. No, I'll wait on this because I need confirmation on this story.
Okay, cool. You want to jump into the questions?
Let's do it. All right. Super chat questions, right?
We're going to start with the super. Yeah, we're going to start with the super chat questions. Watch with A for 2 lira asks, what is your prediction for Becky Lynch's return, Andrew?
I would say expect her soon because she is training very hard.
She's looking shredded.
She's put in tremendous work. I know she's working as hard as possible to come back as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, being off for so many months and being pregnant and having a baby, there's a lot of priority shifts. There's a lot of time changes. So she looks unbelievable. I expect her soon.
I agree with that. Maybe sooner than later.
Maybe sooner than later, yes.
Mm. All right. Matt J. Hendricks, this is a statement and a question. I think we get the Demon versus the Fiend at SummerSlam. What say ye, Andrew?
I don't think so. That was supposed to be the plan like a year ago if the shutdown didn't happen.
Okay. Matt J. Hendricks, thanks for another question. Did you know that SummerSlam hasn't been in a stadium since Wembley in 1992?
Yes. One of my favorite SummerSlams. So, a tremendous main event.
You were there, right?
I was there. I was the British Bulldog kid.
You went by yourself.
I was the one that said, the British Bulldog's going to win whether he wants to or not. And I went. I got on that plane all by myself, man. It was like a Home Alone. I was like Macaulay Culkin.
I can't believe your parents let you book your flight and go all by yourself.
No, we were going. I was going to Florida. We were going to Disney. And my parents are utterly incompetent. Then they left me in the airport. I was at JFK, and I just got on the first flight I could see, and it took me to, you know, to England. And I was like, I might as well, since I'm here, I'd love to see my favorite wrestler, Bret the Hitman Hart. You know, that kid's going to make it. And some random guy just drove me to Wembley Stadium.
Oh, you want to go to Wembley Stadium? Hop on me back.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened.
And he just ran.
He actually turned into a toad. Like a giant toad. And awesome. I just hopped to Wembley Stadium.
Ooh, that's like a Studio Ghibli movie. Yeah. I like it. Another question from Matt J. Hendricks for another $5. Thank you, Matt. You're the man. Will there be a takeover for SummerSlam week?
I'm hearing something. I have no confirmation on this.
I mean, it makes sense.
I know that it's been proposed.
Right.
For that Sunday.
Which would be kind of interesting if they flip-flop a little bit. Ryan Martins for another $5 in the chat. When does Ronda Rousey come back?
I have no idea. Not for a while. She's pregnant right now. And I don't think she intends on ever touring full-time again like she did, or semi-full-time like she did. I do expect her back for sure in a mega, mega match. They just got to make it happen. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the matches for her is Becky, that one-on-one with Becky, the one-on-one with Charlotte.
Right, right.
You know, you got two blockbuster main event matches with her that are going to be tremendous when they do them. It's a matter of when do they do it. You know, I would expect it within the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe next year you could start the build. You could start something.
For sure.
But definitely it's going to, she will come back unless something terrible happens between her and the company, which they absolutely love her.
Right. But also, like, you have to think about, like, in what capacity, because she could do what she initially did, like, a few years ago when she first showed up on WWE TV. She did, like, she flipped Hunter, right?
Yeah. No, in that match.
Yeah.
Well, she like, did a lot of stuff.
No. Like, before that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, it
was something like she did like a move on somebody. I think she could definitely show up somewhere and do something like that, you know?
Dude, you know what
she
did?
Do like a quick little combo or something.
What she did? She's like, I got to show you guys something. She just fucking ripped her arm off. It's like a peg leg on her arm. It's just like popping everybody in the head. Isn't that how it ended?
I thought you were going to say it was like the scene in Terminator 2 where he rips the skin. And it's the endoskeleton. Let's see what we got here. I'm just going to read this because it was attached to this question. Speaking of Aleister Black, there's reports popping up online that there's a push backstage in certain pockets of the company to bring him back.
I think a lot of that, yes, I do think people were surprised that he was released. I do feel like a lot of people within WWE believe that WWE never intends on fully releasing these guys. It's a contract move to renegotiate the contracts. There's a lot of speculation about that, and I can tell you, if that is the case, people are very unhappy with that, with the fact that they could, in the middle of your deal, just terminate you in order to renegotiate a contract to give you less money. You know, it's not something that WWE does often, and the fact, if that is true, it would be a new method for them.
Do you think they fired the wrong guy?
Do you think they fired the wrong Aleister Black?
Do you think they fired the wrong guy? Seriously.
They're like, still trying to fire Tommy Dreamer. They end up firing Tommy End.
Yeah. Because it seems like from everybody's reaction of like, really? Like they got rid of this guy after.
Holy moly. Brandon Edwards, $100 in the super chat.
Thank you, Brandon.
Holy moly. We got a whole bunch of these guys. Let's keep them coming. All right. So I would say I hope that's not the case. You know what I mean? That they're releasing him to renegotiate the contract.
Yeah.
But I do know that they do want to cut back on these contracts, and there are more releases. There will be more. Okay. I don't know when. I was told like, yeah, this isn't the final cut.
Yeah.
So
let's see what we got here. We got Matt J. Hendricks, another $2. Thank you, sir. Any truth to 300 fans at TakeOver?
I know they want more. I don't know the exact number. I don't know the exact number. I know that they want more fans in the building for TakeOver. The issue is there's a lot of uncomfortableness about letting in everybody in the performance center. It's different at Full Sail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you don't, they're a little apprehensive of letting in so many people in that building because it's not really meant for this. You know what I mean? It's not meant to cater to a live crowd in that manner. So, listen, I think if they did friends and family for these shows until they start touring and they start going in places, I think that's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't think they need to do a full, you know, tickets sale. We'll see what happens.
Matt J. Hendricks, another $2 with a fact. Million dollar title was rumored to be $50,000.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that makes sense. Brandon says, Karrion Kross. That's it. That's the message.
Brandon Edwards, thank you very much. Long time supporter of the Mad Men.
Long time supporter.
Maybe one day we'll meet.
Listen, maybe at one of the shows.
All right, let's see. Now we're going to jump into the questions, the other questions. That was the Super Chat questions, guys. Your questions always get bumped to the top if you do a Super Chat. It's 11:24. We got about 10 minutes before we got to get out of here. From Anikit Kumar, is WWE using the full venue at SummerSlam? Ticketmaster
screenshotted
the photo, which went viral, apparently.
So the tickets are not on sale yet, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't go 100% with that image. I would, however, say I don't expect them to only do half the building. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that is comp tickets. I don't think they're comping half the building, but I do think that maybe that's an early, you know, first release of tickets.
Okay.
And then they'll release more, you know?
You know, I mean, like, ostensibly they can just do half and shoot it. Obviously, they shoot it from one side, you know? If you just keep the cameras on one side, you're good. You're good to go, you know?
I don't know. I'm going to find out more stuff this week. I got a call with somebody from that building this week. So I'll have some more information. But I do believe that some of the block ad is for comp tickets for the hotels.
Okay. Ryan Martins again with another $5. Yeah, thank you very much.
Nice.
Who do you think the rumored NXT call ups are gonna be?
Adam Cole. I would do Adam Cole.
Okay.
I would do I don't know.
Gargano on SmackDown.
No, you got to keep those guys there. No way. Come on.
No.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. I could see MSK dropping the belts on Sunday and then moving to SmackDown to feud with the Usos.
Possibly.
Yeah. Matt Hendricks, another $2. Paige versus Omega at All Out? ?
I'm in for that. I don't know.
You're all in for that at All Out?
I'm all in for that. I don't know. I don't know if that's the main event. I don't know what the main event of that should be. Because you can't, if you're going to continue this title run for Kenny Omega for a long, you know, a long time,
mm-hmm.
Poppy's on the screen. If you're going to continue it, you kind of want it to hold the belt. And I don't think Adam Cole should lose to him yet.
Mm-hmm.
But is it Andrade?
Oh,
maybe
no.
You could do Andrade. Maybe. I mean, there's so many people you could do.
It's they're going to build it to the point where there's so many people he could lose that belt to.
Yeah.
Another $5 from Watch with A. Do you expect Becky Lynch to be pushed as the face of the company when she returns, or will they tone her down?
No, they're going to propel her all the way to the top.
Matt J. Hendricks, another $5. Thank you, sir. I don't think Adam Cole would want to give up his Twitch channel, so I don't think he's leaving NXT.
It's possible.
That is possible. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got
here,
guys.
Let's go through these fast.
Frankie DiGennaro, do you think WWE is going to bring back Aleister Black fairly quick? Kind of like what happened with Gulak. That's right. They did fire Gulak and bring him back.
Yeah, they did. And also, what's his name, too? Rockstar Spud.
Yeah, Drake. Well, people got pissed that he got fired, though, for some reason.
Because he did a tremendous job for them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible, guys. I don't know how and why they're doing that, but I do believe it is possible. And I say the same for Braun also.
Yeah. Braun, for sure. Braun's showing up in the Rumble, for sure. Alexander Najimi, Kiss Demon versus the Fiend.
That's the best one. I should super chat him. I should super chat. That's all it is.
Since you're HR and the VP of Sapphires at this point, when we do the poolside thing, could I just have Gene Simmons makeup?
Yeah, the whole time.
But just on my face. Yeah. Not the rest of my body is going to be very pink.
Let's do it.
Makeup.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
Like I said, I want to look like a monster. Eric Frizzano asks, do you think it would look bad to pay Brock the amount of money he's going to want after all the cuts they have made recently?
No, because Brock is able to make them the money 10 times over. You know, Brock is a very smart investment for them.
Absolutely.
You know, they pay Brock whatever they pay, and he makes it back within a very short period of time for that company, and everything else is in the bank. So it's not an equal comparison. Brock Lesnar is a mega star in the business. Mm-hmm. He's like a specialty guy, whether people like him or not.
He's an attraction.
That's the reality of it. Casual fans gravitate towards this guy. They freaking love him. It's a spectacle to see him. So he's always worth it for them until he's not. And then when he's not, they won't pay him that.
Young Drizzy asks, are y'all going to talk about Eva Marie's return? What are the plans for her on Monday?
I don't know. I was told the following week she was showing up, and WWE announced that she's coming that week. It looks like she's doing like a mentorship thing.
I don't know.
Right? Isn't the rumor that she's teaming up with Piper?
Who?
Piper?
He's dead.
No, not Roddy Piper. Piper Nevin?
He died.
Nevin?
Piper Nevin?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm very like, that just bigs. That begs such a giant question mark for me.
But here's the thing. I never heard the Piper Nevin stuff told to me by anybody.
They should put her with Michael Hayes.
Who? Oh, yeah. Piper Nevin.
Eva Marie?
Eva Marie and Michael Hayes.
I'd love to see that.
Can you imagine them in the like, just driving around?
No,
I would love that.
No, I got to dye my hair red, too.
He's really upset over it.
Man, they're making me dye my hair red.
You know what happens with him? Every time they have him manage somebody, he thinks that he has to take on the persona, too. Like, remember when he managed the Hardys and he was in Jenko jeans?
Wide legs and tight shirt.
Wide legs and tight shirt.
He had, like, the silver
all the way up, too. That was the highest crew neck shirt I've ever seen on a human being. It was almost like a half turtleneck. And he's doing, like, the Hardy pose the best.
I remember when the Hardys debuted with Michael Hayes, and I was like, what is this guy doing right now? Because they were, like, 20 years old.
Yeah.
And he was 25. 25. Trouble B2A is Triple H wrestling at Survivor Series. How many part-timers at SummerSlam?
I have not heard Triple H wrestling. I haven't heard much about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you say SummerSlam or Survivor Series? Is that the question? Oh, you said, I misunderstood. Is he wrestling at Survivor Series? I don't know, but I know Survivor Series is going to be a big show. I have a couple ideas that I know of for Survivor Series.
Okay.
You know? It's going to be really hard to say that show's bad, considering where it's going to be located and some of the things that are planned.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's going to rock. Obviously, we'll have more details closer to the day.
Big time.
But, you know, that's one of those things to keep an ear out for from us. Matt J. Hendricks, another $5. Thank you, Matt. Do you think if KLR drops the title to Miko, is she main roster bound for the NXT in the US?
I don't know. What do you,
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like she's going to drop that title to Miko, and then she's going to show up on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Because it's not that the women's roster on NXT is weak, but they could use a couple more veterans on it, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see what else we got here. All right, guys, we got about 9 minutes. What was more awkward, Triple H with Poppy or Triple H with Embiid?
Poppy.
Kuro Meta Riku asks, how great was Pat McAfee dancing on the desk taunting Michael Cole during... Yeah, it was awesome. Harkens back to the Bam Margera show, where he would mess with his dad all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. I like this dynamic duo. It's very, in a weird way, it's like Vince and Ventura.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You can do a decent Jesse Ventura.
I can't do it right now. I was a Navy SEAL. I was a governor. I do Anthony Cumia doing Jesse Ventura.
Okay.
I was a governor. I was a wrestler.
That's almost Nixon.
Agnew.
Oh my god. This guy got fired up with that Nixon. Don't mention Nixon
do
in front
not
of Andrew.
Mention Nixon.
This guy's gonna get fired up.
Ooh. Okay, sorry.
From Brandon Santoro, a friendly Italian man.
Yeah.
Would you have any idea on when NXT will be going back to full capacity as far as fans go, whether it's gonna be Full Sail with 400 or touring some bigger arenas?
I know that Full Sail is gonna give them guidance soon as to what they're doing on the campus for the fall season. So I don't know if they open up, they'll be there for sure. I don't think it's a great idea to open up the performance center fully like that.
Okay.
And you know, I addressed why, but I would say soon, yes, they'll open up.
All right. From Wrestling Fan. Hey guys, I've heard a lot about WWE making the first SmackDown with crowds a possibly big fun show. Do y'all expect the first Raw with crowds in Dallas to have surprises, special appearance? I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin, probably.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm back. And I'm just walks right in and leaves.
I don't know. Yeah, I would say for that first SmackDown, definitely you're going to see somebody mm-hmm. there. Or maybe not.
And I think the Raw, because it's in Dallas, you're going to get all the Texas guys. You're going to get JBL. You're going to get
Undertaker,
Stone Cold, and Shawn Michaels.
All right. I'm into all of them.
Scar Happy asks, UK or Canada dates for AEW or WWE live events? Any predictions? There's talk of reopening the Canadian-American border shortly.
I know they want to go to Canada, for sure. Yeah. I haven't heard anything about the UK, but I know that Canada is a market they want to hit. And obviously, that has to do with once Canada's open.
All right, let's see. We got time for a couple more here. Okay. Big Fred asks, hey, Dad. Big Fred
asks, that's my dad.
It's my dad.
Any
word on the Royal Rumble location?
Yes. I'm not certain about it, so I don't want to put it out there.
Cool. Is it going to be in your backyard?
It's in the Dulligan's backyard.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
No, I mean, listen, I would 100% tell you if I was solid about this, but I know that they want to go with a big building.
And this is, I think this might be our last question.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan SummerSlam?
I would hope so. I would definitely hope so.
Daniel Bryan All Out?
I do not think so.
Daniel Bryan Wrestle Good?
Daniel Bryan wrestle good? Good wrestle. All right, guys. That's it for this week. I got to get on the train. I got to head into Manhattan. Listen, guys, follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Zarin. Follow Rich, BTC Rich, BTC 2.0, one of my favorite shows out there. Rich talks about to with comic book creators, illustrators, and a whole bunch of other people in the comic book world. And you guys have these great in-depth conversations.
It's pretty fun. This week, I may do a giveaway. I might save that for another time, or it's going to happen soon. But follow my channel at BTC Rich X on YouTube.
Yes. And also, guys, we are available everywhere podcasts are available. You can subscribe to us. I encourage you guys to subscribe to a City Audio podcast. You can subscribe on here on YouTube. I want to hit 5,000 followers by the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. If we can get there, we're like 500 short for that. If we could hit 5,000 followers, 5,000 subscribers here on YouTube, I'd be very, very happy. So let's do that. Patreon also, patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. ProWrestlingTees.com/MattMenPodcast. You could buy it all there. Let's see you in your Mattman gear, dude.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Let's see you guys dress up when we're in Las Vegas for SummerSlam. And, of course, All Out in Chicago. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.